Thursday morning once again, and we're joined by our representative from the Orwella Town Hall, Martina Scherer. Martina, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we've got lots and lots to talk about today, but before we start with the local stuff, we need to kick off with something of huge importance, which begins today, the whole procedure. Certainly in the UK, they're out voting, and various other countries as well. In Spain, it's Sunday when it actually happens, but we're talking about the European elections.
Yes.
Now, exciting, isn't it?
It is exciting, and I hope that many, many citizens will go. In fact, personally, I have received my little election card, which tells me where I have to go. But I'd like to really make a point that even if you do not receive this little election card, because it can get lost in the post, address problems, etc., if you know that you are registered, you are a resident, etc., you can go and vote. If then there you have a problem, that would show you that maybe you have not signed at the time when you went onto the padron the additional paper that you have to sign to say, to declare that you really want to participate in voting. Because next year we have the local elections, and that is a very important thing as well. And it would be good if citizens who next year do want to go to vote have a little look into that and do not start 4 weeks before to all move towards the town hall to check if they are on lists, etc. But yes, the European elections are an very important issue, and I think even if on one side many of us might say, oh, well, you can't really change anything and all politicians are the same and they in Brussels, they do whatever they want, which certainly part of it might be right, but if nobody tries to change it, or if nobody goes to vote, then obviously you only give strength to what is going on. And if you do think that you want to change something, you really should go and vote.
Okay. And there's, I was talking to Bob Poulos on Monday about the European elections, because, of course, Bob as Clara Party are not standing for Europe. We'll talk about the Greens in a second. But one of the things I was talking to Bob about was this year on the official website, there's a little survey, and there's an app for it as well. And you can go along and answer questions on genuine questions which have been asked to Europe and put to the vote. And at the end, it gives you a result and basically puts everything together and says, you're probably more aligned with this party or that party, and you're probably least aligned with that party. And
interesting.
It is interesting. It's quite important as well, because it's using new technology. Because as we say, many people may not even realise what goes on in Europe, but this really opens up people's eyes to say, well, maybe the party that you think you're voting for don't actually vote the way that you believe they do. So it does open a lot of people's eyes. But and obviously you're have been very instrumental in new technology in Orwella. How do you think the new technology is changing the way Europe as a group and as a conglomerate of countries is developing?
It is certainly changing, and changing our future. I mean, election-wise, I know that there are already a few towns in Spain, when they have their local elections, you have the possibility to vote online. Obviously, not just by like a survey, pressing a little button. You have to have a digital electronical signature, which is only issued by certain places, etc. So there is a security procedure with it. But certainly the new technologies will change a lot of things in the future. And especially for Europe, I will have a look into, well, I know whom I want to vote, but I will have a look in this little survey to see if what I'm voting matches with what the little online survey does say. But I think that a lot of citizens might not really be aware, as you say, of what is going on in Europe, or what the parties there are doing and saying. Because what is criticized a lot by some smaller parties here in Spain is that once they reach Europe, for example, the PSOE and the PP, they seem to melt. There is hardly any kind of difference, and the big ones seem to decide whatever they want to decide. And there is not, it should be a democratic thing, but in fact, I do not really have the feeling that Europe is a democratic thing.
In the run-up to now, which is actual campaign, it could have been easily confused that there was only actually one party in Spain standing for elections, because everything seemed to be about PP, PP, yes. PP. In a lot of the papers, it was nothing but PP. Recently, the PSOE have raised their head a little bit in the press, and it's not their doing, of course. It's up to the people who put the newspapers together, what they print. The PSOE have started to appear. The TV news is different. They do represent everyone proportionally and tend to cover everybody else. But in terms of new technology, the Greens in Europe, and I have no reason to question or doubt this, but I also don't have the figures either. The Greens in Europe say that they are the most talked about political group on the internet and certainly on social network sites like Facebook. And again, that's using new technology. So maybe, again, this is just throwing it out there, as we might say, maybe people like the PP are attracting a non-internet-based support group, people who read the newspapers, and the more radical, forward-thinking ones like the Greens are perhaps attracting more of an internet-based group.
That can very well be, especially because here in our area, for example, the PP supporters, many of them do really belong to an elder generation, whilst those ones who do support left parties, green parties, etc., are younger people and are very much into social networking, etc. Mm-hmm. Also, the smaller parties, they have to rely a lot on the social networking because they do not have the funds to make big publicities, to buy complete whole pages in newspapers, etc. So that is the way, their way of communication, really. What is good about the Greens for those European elections, as they were very well aware that alone they had no chance, because unfortunately in Spain the Green Party is very little. Mm-hmm. But several and also quite splitted. I mean, there is in Germany you have the Greens and that's it, and in Spain you have all different kind of green parties, but many of them have joined together. I think there are 12 different green parties who joined together for the European elections, and on top of that have joined with IU, mm-hmm. which is Izquierda Unida, yeah. The left.
The United
Left, yes. And so they stand for elections together. Mm-hmm. And I think that is also a very important thing. There was a meeting yesterday evening in Orihuela where I was surprised to see that the auditorium at the end was full. Mm-hmm. It surprised me. Yeah, of course, in a positive way.
Yeah. I mean, we see that there's lots of polls out there, and we never really know for sure what a poll will actually indicate when it comes to putting the vote on paper, as it were. But the top end of the polls, the PP and the PSOE, they don't appear to have changed that much in terms of the PP are ever so slightly ahead of the PSOE. They vary ever so slightly by the odd 1 or 2%. But the picture there seems almost identical to how it was 5 years ago in the last elections. But what has changed is collectively their support has reduced, and what is happening is some of these smaller parties are growing tremendously and potentially offering a major threat to the political the big political parties, and the Izquierda Unida are one, the UPD is another one, which are also growing in favour.
Yes,
they are collectively, if they were to get together, they could really stand and make a huge difference, couldn't they?
Yes, that is certainly true. Things are growing very slowly, but in fact they are growing, because especially after the governmental elections and after Rajoy being in place, I would suppose that even a lot of PP supporters are very unhappy, because the cuts which have been done, of course cuts were necessary, because when you have no money, somewhere you have to cut, but where it has been cut on health, on education, etc., has really upset a lot of people, and I think a lot of let's call them the small people, mm-hmm. which is really the biggest group of yeah. voters.
Okay, well, that's all very interesting. Voting has started across Europe today, and that continues right through until Sunday, and then on Sunday evening we should well find out the results.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.